Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yes. This murder of life is coming to an end, which reminds me of now a movie that they're trying to raise funds for, Hermit Gosnell.
And he's the one that actually did this very thing.
Yeah, Kermit Gosnell.
And he even pulled the baby out and killed the baby. It wasn't even, he pulled the baby all the way out of the, reportedly out of the birth canal altogether. Yeah. And the baby was alive and he just went and killed the baby right then.
Yeah, this is testimony from the grand jury that they're reporting that when they tried to snip the spinal cord, if the baby's moving, that means the baby's alive. But when they try to snip the spinal cord, that the baby is feeling excruciating pain during that moment
of
torture.
Of course.
And they're killing a baby. And the reason why they're making this movie, documenting, they're trying to raise funds, they say, because it's not getting the media attention that other mass murders. And I want to read you what they have in this article. They say that Kermit Gosnell is responsible. He's killed more people than Gary Ridgway, John Wayne Gacy, the Zodiac Killer, and Ted Bundy combined. All of these people have been known for committing murder in the United States. They're mass serial killers, and he is responsible for ending more lives than all of these murderers combined. In fact, over 30 years, he's responsible for killing thousands, thousands of babies. We want you to watch this documentary. Maybe you yourself may be compelled to donate to these filmmakers as they want to bring this to light. Watch this.
Hello. We're journalists and filmmakers, and for over a decade now, we've been telling the stories that Hollywood and the mainstream media don't want to cover.
We funded our last film through Kickstarter, and it was picked up by Mark Cuban's TV channels.
And today, we're back to ask for your help to make our most important movie yet.
Today, we're launching the biggest ever crowdfunding campaign for a movie. We're going to make a TV film about Kermit Gosnell. Kermit Gosnell is the most prolific serial killer in American history, but almost no one knows who he is. The media have basically ignored his crime and his trial. He ran an abortion clinic in Philadelphia where he delivered live, viable babies and then murdered these newborns by severing their spinal cords with scissors.
According to expert testimony from neonatologists, these babies fought for their lives and suffered tremendous pain.
But the mainstream media or Hollywood don't think this is a story. Gosnell killed more people than Gary Ridgway, John Wayne Gacy, the Zodiac Killer, and Ted Bundy combined. In a 30-year killing spree, it is thought he killed many thousands of babies.
And yet, the mainstream media or Hollywood don't think this is a national story. The same media that gave us daily updates on Jodi Arias, who was on trial at the same time as Gosnell for killing her boyfriend, just one person. Hollywood think the Jodi Arias story is so important, they have already made a TV movie about her, which has been shown multiple times.
But you shouldn't be surprised, because the establishment has always covered up the crimes of Kermit Gosnell. Here's how the grand jury explained what happened. Bureaucratic inertia is not exactly news. We understand that. But we think this was something more. We think the reason no one acted is because the women in question were poor and of color. Because the victims were infants without identities. And because the subject was the political football of abortion.
There's been too much censorship of this story already. We're going to change all that. With your help, we're going to make a TV film about Kermit Gosnell. We'll do the job the mainstream media and Hollywood won't do. Too often we complain about the mainstream media not reporting the news and throw stuff at our TV sets. Now you can do something about it.
This is a historic campaign. Up till now, the world record is for the film Veronica Mars, a teen detective story that asked for $2 million and raised $5.7 million.
With your help, we're going to hire the best screenwriter, director, and actors to make sure that the story of Kermit Gosnell gets into every home in America.
You can give as little as $1 or as much as $10,000. You know what you can afford, but even the smallest amount is important, because it sends a message that if the media won't report the news, we can do it ourselves.
Please give what you can. Gosnell's crimes need to be known, and the thousands of babies he murdered must not be forgotten. Help us do this. Please pledge right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, it's just tragic, but thank God they're telling the story.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's important to understand, you know, how does God see America? I mean, I'm not God. I can't tell you that, but I can tell you how America's set up. America, and you hear people talking about it all the time, it's a government by the people and for the people. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. So it's we establish government. Government doesn't establish the people. Which means this, when we elect representative government, we choose them to lead. And if we don't want them to lead, we don't choose them again. We don't vote for them again. Which means this, the American people, we're responsible for where America is today. Whatever happened, even if people lied, you think about that, that we elected leaders... We elected leaders that said life's not important.
Right.
It's a woman's choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, what, think about what we're saying in the context of that. And if you talk to the women who have gone through that, and God forgave David for murder. He forgives us. He'll forgive us, but it's still a tough thing to live with. And so many women report about how they're tormented and they just can't, you know, it's a difficult thing.
Get
past that. And there's grace for that. But understand this, one way to actually stand up for the children that are gone is to stand up for the children that have yet to come and to say, you know, this thing has to stop. It was legal in Hitler's Germany to persecute people, to persecute, to kill, to do evil practices on people. But all of a sudden, it wasn't legal anymore. Now, it never was moral. But just because something's legal doesn't mean it's moral. And all of a sudden, now everybody looks back on Germany and they go like, I can't believe that y'all allowed something to happen. Slavery was legal in America, in the United States of America. It was part of a whole governmental system where people could own slaves, own people, beat slaves, treat them horrifically. It was legal. But it was immoral. And now we look back on slavery the way we do on Hitler's Germany and think, that was horrific. I cannot believe that you ever did that. Don't you understand the days coming when we're going to look back at abortion and say, you really took your child, pulled it halfway out the birth canal, and took scissors and stuck it in the back of its head just so you could have a better life, so that you wouldn't have to lay down your life for somebody and raise this child? Don't you understand that day is coming? And it comes for all of us at the throne room of God. But I believe it's coming. The Lord's going to end abortion. He's going to send revival. And I just want to encourage you right now, if you've been tempted by all that counsel of a lot of the world right now that says you can take your child's life and everything will be okay. It won't be okay. First of all, it won't be okay for your child, because your child's going to die and your child can't even speak yet. And you're the one supposed to speak for that child on that child's behalf. Remember when John the Baptist and Jesus, they're both were in the wombs of their mother and their mothers were talking, both of them jumped in their mother's womb because the life was inside of them. They already had their identity in their mother's womb. Can you imagine if Elizabeth said, you know, I don't want to have this child, and she went down and she aborted John the Baptist? Who would have baptized Jesus? Who would have been out there crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord? Can you imagine if Mary said, you know, people don't believe that God's spirit overshadowed me to have this child. Besides, I was planning on being married. This is going to mess up my marriage with Joseph. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to go ahead and abort this child. The Son of God? I mean, think about the destinies that are being aborted when we buy into the enemy saying, you know, you got your life. You need to just live your life. Don't let anybody, you know, you don't need no child. You can do all you want to produce children. And if one happens to happen, just kill it and everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. It's just not going to be okay. We're going to have to answer for all of this. Now, we serve a God who's merciful and he's kind. But if we don't go, it's wrong. If we don't say, God, forgive us. If we don't put representatives in office that say, stop it. It's illegal. I don't. From all the way to the Supreme Court, all the way down to the school board. We've got to just stop all this and say, Lord, we value life. God, forgive us. And think about it. The God that God hated the most, the false God, was Moloch. Why? Because they sacrificed children to Moloch. I mean, think about that. They sacrificed their child to Moloch. It's a horrific thing. The God of convenience, the God of more for me, and just giving up my child just so I can have more, that my crops would grow, or that I would be blessed financially. And it's like, that's the same thing that's happening in today. The value is actually in raising that child. The value is in you guys saying, you know what, we're gonna take this child on, and we're gonna raise it. We're gonna believe God's gonna bless us, and it's gonna be a good thing. It's gonna be a good thing, because family's a good thing. The enemy's convinced us that family's not a good thing. It's convinced us that raising children is just some sort of, you know, trying to squeeze it in, and that the most important thing is me, myself, and I. It's not true. Really, family's coming back again, and I really believe this. I know we gotta go to break. I believe this. I believe that once the church rediscovers family again, when we start getting to know each other again, and we start saying, hello, my name is, and I care about your life, and you care about my life, and that we lay down our lives one for another, and we have things in common again, then the world will reflect the family of the church. But if the church don't have family right, how in the world is the world going to get family right? If we don't value spiritual children and people being born again into the kingdom of God, oh, now I got to disciple them. Now I have to spend my time with this new believer, and it's going to take me everything to be able to raise this child. Hence, we have a church that aborts spiritual children.
Yeah, all the time. The other thing we need to address is how we need to. There's just as many abortions happening in the church than outside of the church. So why is that happening? Are we not talking about sex? Are we shaming people, women, and that have abortions, that got pregnant out of wedlock? Listen, this is an important thing to discuss. We need to be able to love people where they're at and be able to minister to them and do away with this shame. Because right. So many people, so many women right now are living in so much shame right now, they can't even, you know, come out. This is the time to be able to minister to the whole person.
Right. Well, God loves you. God forgives. But this has to stop. And we just ask right now, Lord, that you would end abortion and you would send revival. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.